The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They making plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running her mouth. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's Gabe? Too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing. I am so disappointed.
Why is that?
Not in you.
Oh, okay.
In him. Him.
Hey.
The invisible him. I am so disappointed in the invisible him. Is there a part of me that should have known? Yeah, there's a part of me that should have known, but...
I mean, yeah, that's on you.
No.
It was very obvious what was going to happen.
No,
on the group text.
Gloaty McGloatface over there.
Yeah.
I can't believe that given the opportunity to say, I told you so, or I was right... Chewy decides to skip today. He calls in sick today. He's not here today. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And
sick.
Quotation marks.
He did it to himself.
Yes. When you make yourself sick because you overindulge. Yes, that's what we are dealing with this morning. No Chewy this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but still a lot of stuff to talk about. And I would have thought that given the tenor of the topic of the things we're going to talk about this morning, he would have been here so that he could shove it in our faces.
Well, first of all, I'm on his side. So second of all.
Oh, yeah, conveniently. Yeah, I
bailed on Friday, and you should have as well, and he would have the opportunity to shove it in your face. What he's missing. Missing out on today is the opportunity to offer you and Josh one last chance to jump on.
And remind me, Joshy, what bandwagon would we be jumping on if we were to join Chewy's side here in this situation?
That not only the Jordan Love deal is done, it has been done. It is going to be announced today at 3:30?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. At the Packers shareholders meeting in Green Bay.
So yeah, probably like what, 3:03? Because it'd be the first thing they say, right?
The first thing
that Mark Murphy says as he gets up to the podium with a microphone is...
No. It'd be nice
if it was the only thing he said. He walked up there and he said, Jordan Love's deal is done. Poof.
You guys got this all wrong. Stage. He can't have the attention diverted from him that fast. He's got 20 minutes of preamble.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the hammer. That's what's going to kind of bring it all at the end there. He's got 15 minutes of stand-up to do.
Very similarly to when they had the Matt LaFleur announcement press conference, and it opened with like a half-hour statement from Mark Murphy.
And Matt LaFleur was just staring wildly into the, like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
So I expect something like that.
So here's what we saw this weekend, and we will get to the Kenny Clark news, because obviously that is big news. That has implications as well. But breaking news from Pretty Ricky, again, did I ever think in my illustrious broadcasting career that I would be quoting someone with the hashtag or the handle Pretty Ricky for Packers News? No, I did not. I didn't. I mean, I admit it. That was not something I had on my Jen Latta career bingo card. But here we are. Pretty Ricky tweeting out there will be a new highest paid quarterback that will be announced this week. I assume this will be the biggest news of the day. Hashtag Ricky Bomb.
I love how you set it up with the preamble of, I didn't think I'd be quoting Pretty Ricky, and then you read it verbatim, including the hashtag of the Ricky Bomb.
The Ricky Bomb. So we do think that this will be the Jordan Love deal, because the other day, Pretty Ricky also had tweeted out the handshake with the cheese, and we know that the cheese obviously refers to the Green Bay Packers. That we all universally agree upon. He's not referring to any other team in the NFL or in professional sports. That we can all agree is a Green Bay Packers reference exclusive.
Yeah, can't think of any like mouse related team that you could also fold the cheese into.
Disney handshake. Disney's figured
that's
some
about
stuff
it.
Out. No,
yeah.
That's not what it is. So yes, we believe that this is going to happen, which then of course mean that Chewy was in fact right. We will not play the Chewy was right drop until he makes us, until he's back.
So 7:01 tomorrow.
Physically intimidates me into playing the Chewy was right drop. So Gabe, are you, again, you said you were on board last week. You are now fully convinced that the Jordan Love deal is done or pending and that it will be announced this week.
Yeah, because, it relates to Kenny Clark. I think the Kenny Clark deal just points towards the deal being done for Jordan Love. Because you're not going to go out and... I love this Kenny Clark deal because it's just reasonable. It's the 10th highest paid defensive tackle, which fits kind of right into the category in which he belongs. Of, oh, he's, you know, he's been a Pro Bowler a few times. He's not this perennial guy. He's not an all-pro, but he's still an important piece to your team. He's still a really good player. So being the 10th highest paid seems to fit in. But you're also not going to be spending $21 million per year on a defensive tackle unless you already know that that's going to fit because you've already done the cap work.
Yeah, the parameters.
The biggest.
You've
yeah,
got the parameters.
You've got the biggest. The biggest piece of the pie has already been allocated for 2025 because that Jordan Love deal is already done, and then you can worry about all the other ancillary deals that you can take.
I agree with you, and to be perfectly honest, this makes sense to anybody who is a homeowner, anybody who runs a household, anybody who has a budget, which the Packers also have. What is the biggest thing in your budget? For most people, it's their mortgage. Maybe it's a car payment if you got a big old boat like I do, but my car payment doesn't even come close to my mortgage. I don't go to Target and buy the kids' school clothes and school supplies until I pay the mortgage, right? Like, you prioritize your expenses. And so for the Green Bay Packers, just to make the metaphor work, Jordan Love is the mortgage. He's going to be the biggest thing. He's going to be the thing they have to devote the most resources to, the one that's going to be trickiest to fit into the budget. And so you don't go to Target and buy the school supplies until you have, and it could be anything. It doesn't have to be school supplies. Maybe you buy your groceries at Target. Yeah. Maybe you buy your, and this section of the show is brought to you by Target, ladies and gentlemen. But like, the point is, you take care of your big stuff first, and then you see how much you have left to spend on the other things, and that's what I think the Packers did as well.
You're not going to be going to the grocery store, spending a bunch of money, and then walking home going, hope I got enough left for the mortgage.
Crisscrossing the fingers, the toes,
hopefully
the eyes.
Hopefully there's enough left in the mortgage. No, you're taking care of Jordan Love first. And the only thing that makes sense to me is, again, giving credit to the big guy. He kind of called this, that Mark Murphy would want this big announcement, this big splash at his final owner's meeting, you know, that they're going to have today at 3:00. They've kind of set it up a little bit differently today than they have in years past even, because in the past, The shareholders meeting has been separate from everything else. It's been on its own day. But now they're even doing, okay, they're encouraging more people to show up to this shareholder meeting by having it after the first practice. So come up, go to practice today at 10:30, hang out, then come over to the shareholder meeting at Lambeau Field at 3:00. So it's kind of all pointing towards Murphy wanting to have this big announcement at his final shareholder
meeting. So is that what this is? This is Murphy's last hurrah? You know, Murphy takes five, but Murphy takes the afternoon, and he's the guy. I mean, because I got to be honest with you. One of the things that paused me last week, and maybe it paused Joshy as well, was that none of the insiders, the Adam Schefters, the Ian Rapoports, the Diana Rossinis, the other people who swim in the NFL waters, nobody had the details of a pending deal. And that is very rare. It is very unusual that Pretty Ricky, and again, no, I don't know anything about Pretty Ricky. He's just this nameless, faceless person on Twitter who seems to have a lot of insight to the NFL. But none of those other people who usually have their thumbs on the pulse of what is happening in the league have been able to confirm the deal. That's when my eyebrows go up. Like, what do you mean nobody has the deal? You know, because these people are making calls, right, guys? They're not just sitting here going, let's let Pretty Ricky do all the work. Let's let Pretty Ricky get this one, right? They're trying to get this one, too. And so, to me, it feels like there's an orchestrated effort here for the Green Bay Packers to announce the biggest news since they traded Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets in the new deal of Jordan Love. Fair or unfair, a conclusion to come to.
They've done this before. I mean, it was on a much smaller scale with Julius Peppers because, I mean, Julius at that point wasn't the big name free agent, wasn't getting big time dollars. But when the Packers were the ones who announced Julius Peppers signing with them, and they had pictures, and turns out the pictures of him signing the contract and looking inside Lambeau Field happened like 2 or 3 days before the announcement, and nobody saw it coming. Came out of nowhere when they signed Julius Peppers back in 2014.
But it's a little different. I mean, I understand what you're saying just from an idea. They were able to keep it under wraps. But it's a little different when no one saw Julius Peppers going to the Packers as a free agent.
Yeah. But again, like 2 or 3 days, keeping a lid on that for 2 or 3 days after he's already put the pen to paper, like that's, again, they've been able to handle something like this before.
But this
and I think that's kind of what they're
doing. Again, but this is the conversation that you're seeing every single morning on Get Up. This is the conversation they are having on Unsportsmanlike. This is the conversation of he is like one of the next in line. If it isn't Dak and it isn't Tua, it's Jordan. And again, I'm a little surprised that nobody has been able to unearth, to excavate the details of this deal. To me, that means the Packers have either said to Jordan's camp, or they've even said to the insiders, like, look, we got nothing for you, because there's an orchestrated, concentrated, and I got no problem with it. I got no problem if Green Bay wants to make this big splash. They want to announce the deal themselves. But don't tell me it wasn't orchestrated.
Oh, 100%.
Don't tell me that Jordan's camp isn't in on it saying, okay, Green Bay, this is our way of showing you what a good soldier Jordan is, what a good teammate he is. You want to make the splash, Mark Murphy? We ain't telling anybody.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening, because you have to, and the Packers would have to say, hey, by the way, don't leak this out. Because, as we know, agents, the second somebody becomes the highest paid, an agent wants to leak it out.
Pop off their chest.
Oh, 100%. Right? Because this is them sending out a bat signal to everybody else. Whoever Trevor Lawrence's agent is. Hey, by the way, look at what I did for Trevor Lawrence. Highest paid quarterback. Guy wasn't that great last year. I still did this. Look at what we did. They want to send that out there as quickly as they possibly
can.
Now,
if it doesn't get announced today at the shareholders meeting, what will your thoughts be? Will you be like, wait, maybe not? Or do you think it'll just happen later in the week?
Maybe just later in the week. I guess it seems like there's way too much smoke right now.
Give me a percentage. What percentage confident are you that it happens this afternoon, that we know by the end of the day that Jordan Love is now the highest paid player quarterback in the NFL?
95%.
Whoa. That is high.
But again, just everything pointing towards... Again, Pretty Ricky, who has gotten a lot of things right on social media, has been pointing towards this for a while. Maybe it's just Chewy's infected my brain with this idea that he's had that Mark Murphy wanted to announce this at the shareholder meeting. But the Kenny Clark deal is the thing that put it up the highest. Because, again, you're not getting that deal done. You're not spending $21 million AAV on a defensive tackle when you still have your quarterback deal to do.
Are you a little surprised? This does feel, I agree with you, the Kenny Clark thing, it feels a little like Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, doesn't it? I'm a little surprised that the Packers even let that get out. Because again, that does lend to the wild speculation. That does lend people to say what we said, which is you don't pay the target bill before you pay the mortgage. So Kenny Clark getting done means that Jordan Love is either done or is very close to being done. The parameters are all in place.
But if you're Murphy, don't you want to drop some breadcrumbs along the way? Like, not make it super obvious, but try to get as many people inside Lambeau Field as possible today for the big amount, for the big announcement.
What are we talking numbers-wise? What are we talking as far as people? I mean, again, the numbers have dipped, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there some talk of like how the last few years the shareholders
like 7,500 last year?
Yeah, because they offer you nothing. You just go there and listen to them talk.
I don't know. If they can push that up to 10,000, 11,000, I think he'd be really happy with that. Be able to, you know, get that attendance, have a huge jump in the attendance.
They don't even give you like a owner's meeting 2024 hat.
Oh, yeah, you should get something. You should get some swag walking in, walking out.
A keychain.
What about a program?
A can koozie. Like, come on.
Joshy works for Three Tree Marketing over here.
Bottle opener.
Kicking off all the... That's an excellent point. How do you not get anything going to the shareholders meeting to just show that you were there? Right? Like, and now some people will throw it up on eBay and try to get a pretty penny for it. I know how that works. But still, you should be able to walk out of there with some sort of souvenir from the event.
I'm sure one of Green Bay's great sponsors would be happy to pay for one of those items that commemorates the 2024
Is this
meeting.
A thing that Packers fans should want to be at? If, in fact, Mark Murphy is going to announce that Jordan Love is signed, sealed, delivered, he will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL by this afternoon. Is this something you'd want to be at? Or
no.
can you just catch it on X?
I'm good.
As I say, I'd probably rather see the on Twitter so I can follow everything along there and kind of...
Well, the problem with the shareholders meeting is it's boring.
Yeah.
Every board meeting and shareholder meeting is boring. Like, it's by design. Like, they're just going over a bunch of numbers. Like, do you really care what the Packers' financials are? Hey, I saw the story last week. You guys are flush with cash. I don't know how much cash specifically... I know it's a lot, though. good for you guys.
And the only reason we even know that is because the Packers are a publicly owned team.
Yes.
Every other NFL team keeps that stuff behind lock and key, but because the Packers are publicly owned, they have to release their numbers, and that is why you always see stories about the Packers, because they are really the only indication of how flush with cash the NFL is.
Although, I mean, if you're paying attention and seeing the television deals and, oh, by the way, this game's on Peacock. Oh, we've got two games on Netflix. I think you figured out that.
I thought you were going to say the pictures of Jerry Jones and company out on his yachts.
Well,
that
plural.
Also was a
plural.
Pretty good indication business was booming, right, Joshy?
What's more interesting an outcome, that they announced the Jordan Love deal, or Mark Murphy has to kind of dance around a deal being almost done or mostly done? And the
you already know the answer to that question. Mark Murphy second. Having to dance around anything
yeah.
is clearly the best thing for content.
Because, I mean, I don't think it's done like Chewy thinks. Like, it's been done and it's just under lock and key. But I think they all pretty much understand it's close and the parameters are all here. We know the numbers. And now we're just ironing out, like, details of any contract where it's, like, the finer points of it. Because I just don't believe that if Jordan Love's agent got it done to highest paid and it was signed, sealed, and delivered, that they wouldn't run with it. I just can't, I have a hard time believing that.
So I did see Pro Football Talks drop an article this weekend, and it was saying, like, what do we think the holdup has been? And they said that their sources, Pro Football Talk, right? Pro Football Focus, Pro Football, all the things. Yes. So yes, Pro Football Talks. And it was that they thought that the money was the holdup, right? As opposed to, like, the logistics and the structure of the deal.
Which
they
matches
said
what
the money was the holdup.
It's what Schefter told us last Wednesday as well, that it's purely a money thing. Right, and that's what he had
right.
told us.
So, but the indication from Pretty Ricky, who I assure you isn't just making this up out of thin air, would lead me to believe it's probably like, here's the number. How is it going to work? What are you going to agree to in terms of signing bonus versus
guarantees?
Yes, like that is the stuff that's being worked on. But the bones of your highest paid now is probably established and everyone agrees on.
But also the whole thing from last week of him not taking any questions at his camp. If he knows and his team knows that the Packers want to announce it, like, they don't want to take any questions because they're scared that they might somehow screw it up. Right? Like, they want to make sure that that it's not leaking from their side, and they don't want Jordan to give any sort of answer to lead anyone to believe that, oh, by the way, this deal is already done.
Yeah, but I told you there were easy ways to, you know, I'm not saying you disagree with me on this, but there were easy ways to
navigate that whole thing. Yes.
I understand the curiosity.
What if Jordan's just not going to keep it a secret? And that's why he can't take any questions.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he's not good?
What if he's not? I'm just saying hypothetically.
You're saying there's a self-awareness potentially here
yes.
of, listen, I'm not good at shading the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not good at navigating around something I don't want to talk about. So
let's take no questions.
Wait, are you good at keeping a secret, Josh?
I think so. I've kept many secrets forever.
Yeah, I've kept a lot of secrets too. I'm good at keeping a secret. Good-ish. Gabe is looking at me like, no, you're not. You're not good at all.
He's the most open book I know.
I don't tell you anything because I'm fearful that you're going to tell everyone. No, there's a lot of things. I mean, I'll talk about myself. I'm very,
yes.
like, I'm very open when it comes to my things and my stuff. I don't have a lot of shame because I think that shame is just so debilitating when it comes to the human experience. But that's for another TED Talk another day.
Different show.
Totally different show. But the point is, there are people out there who, like you said, are not good at keeping secrets. And if they have reached a level of self-awareness, he's pointing at Chewy, who is not here today. Again, a shocking development. Not so shocking because it is a Monday after all, but shocking because he really would have had the opportunity to rub my nose.
You and Josh.
My nose in it today. I think I appreciate the self-awareness if, in fact, that is the case. If, in fact, he didn't know that I can't keep a secret, I'm not good at answering questions that I know the answer to, but I don't want to reveal that answer to, then, yes, sometimes you just go...
No, it's just a thought that had popped into my head over the weekend of trying to put all these pieces together of all the different things that have happened over the course of the last 4 or 5 days of, okay, maybe Jordan just didn't take questions because he knows he's just not very good at, you know, keeping it in.
800-990-3776. Do you, like many people, believe that the Jordan Love deal will be announced today at the shareholders meeting. 800-990-3776. Are you following the breadcrumbs, much like Gabe has been, to say this deal is done? They are making the announcement, and the green bays of our lives surrounding Jordan Love's contract have finally come to an end. We roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like...
Scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Bandwagon. Do you want in? Do you want on? Are you jumping on the bandwagon? The bandwagon is that the Jordan Love deal is done, that it will likely be announced today at the shareholders meeting up at Lambeau Field. Do you want in? Do you want in on the bandwagon? Let us know. 800-990-3776. Want to talk about Kenny Clark? Because that was the big news out of 1265 yesterday. Kenny Clark got a new deal. And if you're one of these people who wonders how the Packers feel about veterans, maybe you were like, ooh, Packers don't give second deals. Packers kind of feel like, go out there and get your money. Maybe third deals. Yeah, thank you for the three. Appreciate it. Third deals. Maybe go out there and get an offer. Maybe we'll see if we want to match it. And this is the rare exception to where a veteran player has gotten a third deal with the Green Bay Packers. Gabe, good move by the GBP?
I think so, because I still have questions about this defense. And while I am excited about Jeff Hafley and a potential change in philosophy and scheme, there are still a lot of question marks about this defense, up and down it. Guys that need to step up. And Kenny Clark's been one of the few guys over the last handful of years that's been a consistent performer. Again, he's not upper level. Like, he's not going to be a guy who's a first-team All-Pro guy this year. But he's somebody that every once in a while is going to make a Pro Bowl. He's made three in his career, made a Pro Bowl last year. He can be a consistent performer for you. And they just need more guys like that. Just calming, stabling presences on the defense. And that's exactly what they need. Now, I was shocked just because I assumed they weren't going to get this deal done. I assumed that this was something that we would have heard about, and there were zero whispers, zero rumblings that the Packers were looking into extending Kenny Clark, which led us to believe, man, maybe they're really just third contracts, they're out. Didn't give one to Devontae, have kind of famously avoided those. Again, quarterback's always going to be different. Am I guessing that they're going to give Jordan Love another contract after the one he currently signs? Yeah, probably. Feel pretty good about that. But quarterback's always going to be different. But ultimately, I think he's going to be the exception to the rule here because he's so young. He's so
and
young.
Durable. That's very
well,
important.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. Part of the big lure of Kenny Clark is he's on the field. We always talk about availability. It has become very cliche in sports, but he is out on the field week in and week out. And that is part of the reason why you mentioned stabilizing, but dependable. You know, you don't have to worry about him missing time and then having to shuffle that line. He said, and I just want to read this quote here, about working under Jeff Hafley. It's going to be really good. It's one of the things where all my career I've been kind of playing this way, but in a more controlled way. And I think now this is giving us a chance to shut out all that other stuff. Just use your ability, go up the field, and be disruptive. I just think with my get off and how I am, I think it's going to suit me really well. There is some attention being given to this defense. I know a lot of the conversations have been about Jordan Love, but obviously this training camp will be our first opportunity to really see the Jeff Hafley defense as well. Gabe, have you given much thought to what you want to see from Kenny Clark and the rest of that defense in the early go under Jeff Hafley?
Yeah, that's the thing. I have no idea how many of these guys are going to be playing in these preseason games. Like, it's just so hard to gauge that much from practice as a fan. Like, it's fun to go and see it and see all the highlights, but I don't know how much you're going to be able to gauge how good this defense is going to be until November.
Really?
Yeah.
Won't you be able to tell sooner than that if it's not working, though? If they're getting gashed? I know Chewy has been adamant about being very concerned about their ability to stop the run. Won't you know before November if it isn't working?
If it's that bad, sure. But also, how bad was Jordan Love in September and October? Right? You got to give them a little bit of time to gel. And if one guy out of the 11 is out of position, You get gashed quickly.
Okay, so tell me what metric we're using to determine whether or not the defense is better. Because Matt Schneidman did put out at The Athletic, and it wasn't just him. It's a compilation of all of the NFL writers for The Athletic. But they said one question for each franchise. And he did say that the question headed into 2024 for the Green Bay Packers is, will a change in defensive coordinator produce better results? So, obviously, we all know that the last 3 years were underwhelming under Joe Barry Carroll. What is the metric you are going to look at to say, oh, what Halfley's doing here is working. This defense is better. It's producing better results than what Joe Barry was doing.
First and foremost, I think you look at the yards per carry, because the Packers have been bad in that over the last handful of years, where teams are just incredibly efficient running the football. I think that's something that you start with. I know they haven't given up a ton of points the last few years, but that's by design of shortening the game and allowing fewer possessions. So it's more about how efficient are they. I think it's looking at, you know, some of it's the eye test of, okay, is it third and three? Are you 8 yards off the line of scrimmage with your cornerbacks? If you're up, you know, being a little bit more aggressive, I think you live with some more of the mistakes that happen. I don't know if there's just one metric that I'm going to point to. It's just going to be more of a feel thing of, okay, they feel like, they look like they're being more aggressive. They're not as passive as they used to be. But again, I still think that that's going to take time because there are still so many question marks surrounding this team defensively. Other than Kenny Clark, who are you confident is going to be really good for the Packers this year?
Jair. Only because I think he's going to realize that the indiscretions, and again, I use that term lightly, loosely, weren't benefiting the team. I think you're going to see a new, invigorated, dedicated.
How confident are you?
Not as confident as you are that the Jordan Love deal is getting done today, at which you put 95%, but I would give it an 85%. I'm 85% confident we will see a dominant Jair this season.
That's high. I don't know how you could be that high given what we've seen the last few seasons out of him.
Because again, I think what we saw out of him, he realized that that was hurting the team. And not just hurting the team, but hurting his reputation and his legacy in the league. And I think you're going to see a new invigorated, recognizing that he needs to be committed to being that top tier cornerback that he has been, you know, kind of titled with. He's been bestowed, if you will. The other guy I would say is I'm pretty hopeful, and pretty is not pretty Ricky.
Pretty hopeful is really, yeah, that's so confident. Please tell me how confident you
are. Xavier McKinney. You know, you go out there, you make a big splash, you bring him in. He's supposed to be a game changer. He's supposed to really lock up that back end. I am more confident in Jair because I've seen it from Jair and play that top tier level. But I'd say I'm 80% confident that Xavier McKinney will be a...
You're less than 80% confident.
No, pretty.
You're lying to yourself.
You look
right
double
now.
Pretty.
Pretty. Yeah. Pretty. Yeah,
your voice keeps 80. Getting higher.
Yeah, pretty.
I'm pretty confident. It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. I think the easy way to view the defense is disruptive and can they get off the damn field. That's pretty easy stuff for us to watch a game and be like, are they creating pressure? Are they making tackles for losses, and are they doing the damn sustained drive where it's 15 plays, they dink and dunk down the field, and then the team's in field goal range?
More than just getting pressure, Josh, get to the damn quarterback.
Yes.
Because the pressures are great, and the pressures, and everybody in the analytics community loves pressure. And if you're getting great pressure, your pressure rate's high, that means you have a good pass rush. Sure, to an extent, because the pressure can lead to a bad decision and a throw that gets intercepted. But like, again, going to the analytics community, you know what is, other than a turnover, the biggest indicator of stopping a drive?
Sack.
Quarterback sack.
Yeah.
And this team just does not get enough. They don't. As high as Rashawn Gary's pressure rate is, that's great, that's cool, awesome. You know what the best in the business do? They get sacks. Reggie White wasn't an all-time great. His number's not up in, you know, on the facade at Lambeau Field because he got a lot of pressures. Now, he got home and he got the sacks, and that's what this team needs.
And last year, the Packers were middle of the road. I think they were like 17th just across the board. Do you need, because Chewy's got that weird algorithm that he's come up with as far as offensive rankings and defensive rankings. Do you need the Packers defense to be top 10? Top five? What are you hoping that? And look, we have talked about how there are steps to success. There are stages to success. Do I expect Jeff Halfley's defense to be the final iteration this season? No, I do not. I expect it to be a step towards what we hope to see from him. And maybe those steps are throughout the season, right? As they keep growing as a defense, as they keep getting more used to the new scheme. But I'm also thinking this thing will be fully cooked next year, right? Mm-hmm. Halfley will use this year to figure out what he has, what he needs. And then next year, it's more fully baked, fully cooked. So what ranking in the league this year would you be satisfied with from this defense that you think puts them actually in a Super Bowl conversation, Gabe?
Oh, I don't think they're going to be in a Super Bowl conversation this year. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to take another step forward. I just don't think that they're a Super Bowl team yet. And it goes back to not having enough guys that have proven that they are top-tier talents in the league, and you need to have top-tier talents in the league in order to compete. So I don't think they're quite there. I'd be happy if they're hanging around the top 10 for the defense. That, to me, is taking a step in the right direction and puts you in a launching point where in 2026, now you, oh yeah, this team is, you can't mess around with this team. This team, you need to reckon with them.
Here's one that is sort of nebulous, but everything we can all see. How about no allowing Bryce Young and Baker Mayfield and offenses of those types to have like career games? How about that? Is that a fair metric? When you play a bad team,
Tommy DeVito,
play well against a bad team. When you know that the team is less superior on the offensive side of the ball, take advantage of it instead of
playing down to the talent.
Yes.
As much as everybody, you know, hashtag fire Dom Capers, you know what Dom Capers always did?
Owned those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
He owned the bad quarterbacks.
Yes.
Owned the bad teams. Was all over him. Wasn't going to, now against the upper echelon guys, was going to be a little bit more of a battle, but that's how you get your defensive ranking to be good, too, by the way, is by dominating, doing the things you're supposed to do against bad teams.
But who would that even be this year on the Packers' schedule?
Minnesota? Twice?
Yes, but don't we expect them to just clean up against Minnesota anyway? Like, who else on the schedule are you going, that's a bad team, that's a bad quarterback, make sure that you show them, you know, that this team is better? Because I'm not seeing a ton of them.
Titans,
Minnesota, Arizona, Miami, Seattle.
I love how you threw
New
Miami
Orleans.
In there. Like I wasn't going to notice. Yeah. I was even going, Kyler? Yeah? Just shut him down?
He's not very good. But the league has shut him down over the last, what, since 2021? I mean, I knew he missed a lot of time with injury in there, but it's not like he's been good the last 3 years. But yeah, New Orleans, Seattle, like those are the teams that you got to clean up on. Those are the teams that you got to make sure that their offenses don't go off.
And there's not any apparent right now, but some of these teams are going to be worse than they look. They're going to lose their quarterback.
Yep.
There's a lot of that happened. That's the reason Tommy DeVito had set the world on fire. It was because he wasn't even supposed to be playing. So I think that's going
to
come
up. And
then
he got to play the Packers defense.
Yeah.
As far as we know, is Anthony Richardson under center this year for the Colts,
yes.
Or is he still rehabbing?
Nope. He's going to be ready to go.
Okay, well, there's an example, right? Like, he's probably really, really good, right? That's what the thought process is. That's what people think about Anthony Richardson. But he's also a mostly first-year quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So is that an example of where you'd like to see them get some pressure on him, rattle him, have him, you know, seeing ghosts early in that game?
Would be nice. Packers could be seeing some ghosts. I'm really nervous about that Philadelphia game. That's not really an offense you want to see.
In Brazil?
Not the offense you want to see first game of a new defense. A lot of weapons all over the place. Quarterback who can run. Brand new running back that they're going to want to jam down your throat. It's really not a great, great way. If they would have started against Indianapolis, that would have been fantastic. Let's ease our way into this thing. Ease our way. Not just get thrown into the deep end.
It's funny because it's not like you to get nervous about these sort of things. Like, well, that's not true. It's not like you to admit when you're nervous about these sort of things. Like, you keep that stuff kind of close to the vest as the resident toad of the Green Bay Packers. But since you have allowed your toaddom to jump over to the Milwaukee Bucks, you've become a little more vulnerable.
Open.
Yeah, you've become a little more vulnerable. You're kind of sharing with us some of your concerns, some of your worries. 800-990-3776. We are asking you today if you want in on Chewy's bandwagon. Chewy has been saying for about a week that he thought the Jordan Love deal was done. And after they gave Kenny Clark that deal, or it was announced yesterday, Adam Schefter breaking the news yesterday that Kenny Clark got a new deal with the Green Bay Packers, the thought process was, you don't buy the groceries unless you've paid the mortgage. So the thought process is, Jordan Love's deal is done, And it will likely be announced this afternoon at the shareholders meeting. That is Chewy's camp. He is inviting everybody to jump on his bandwagon before the news goes official. Do you want in? Do you want on? Gabe is on.
It's probably too late for you because he's not going to accept it because he wasn't here today. So you had your chance Friday. I don't think he's going to accept you jumping on and being like, well, she did it yesterday when you weren't here. And he's not going to accept
that. He gave you an hour and 46 minutes.
That's true.
45 minutes, whatever it was.
I mean, the math gave him a tough time. Yes. But yes, it was somewhere around
He did give you until 9 o'clock when the show ended on Friday, and you elected not to jump on.
Only because the insiders, all of them, do not have the information that the pretty Rickies of the world have, or that the pretty Chewies have.
I mean, whatever's going on inside of his brain, he probably thinks of himself as an insider.
We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can I be Chuck Woolery?
Yeah, Tiny Mike.
I mean,
average.
I mean,
no, I want to ask the questions. Tiny Mike
on 94.5 ESPN.
Play Steely Dan when he's not here, right? This is his song. This is his band. This is his tune. Although I will say, I did know someone back in the day who was singing this song. And maybe I've told you this before. Maybe I've told Chewy this before. And he was singing, "Are you really in the East?" And I was like, what? Yeah, are you really in the East? You know, I'm in the West. They're in the East. Now, you know, that gives me a little trouble.
That's
the old never eat soggy waffles. We're playing Steely Dan and Chewy isn't here. Ugh, it's not fair.
I feel like you're really, but despite him and the way he was going to be smug, specifically towards you today, I feel like you still miss the big guy.
I do. I'm a glutton for punishment is what I am. And I was kind of looking forward to sparring with him a little bit, you know?
But it would have been a nice two-hour reprieve, because tomorrow, if this happens at 3 o'clock
today, it's going to be insufferable. Insufferable. Whoa.
He's a wordsmith. I do want to take a little picture of you into our group chat. Last night at 6:53, the last communication we got from Chewy was, "I feel really good for this week," and the Ron Swanson, who's intoxicated dancing gif, followed by 5:03, taking the day off under the weather. In the morning. So to follow up with, "I'm feeling great, I'm feeling good," telling us that he's indulging in probably some wine, into, not going to do it.
Look, this was the most obvious thing that was going to happen. Yeah. As hungover as he was doing the show on Friday, and it was really more of a sleep thing, too, because he was up all night on Friday. He's got people in town. I assuming that the people were still here yesterday, so he had a little Sunday fun day with his friends that were in town. Like, he's been going hard all weekend. This was the most obvious, predictable thing.
But he told us this. I'm looking at the text message. So the Kenny Clarke deal happens, right? We drop it in. And who dropped that in? Oh, that was
you
me.
Did.
That was me. And I actually dropped it in from Instagram. And then I was like, Chewy can't get on Instagram. Well, so then I dropped in the Twitter one.
I got to get an Instagram burner account at this point.
So that you can just follow
because
this
Because you can't access anything unless you have an Instagram account.
So credit to me. I'm going to just pat myself on the back here because nobody else ever does. I dropped it in on the Twitter account as well so that Chewy could possibly see it. And then Ashton asked if we could send in a reaction video, right? And Chewy sent the tweet that said, "Hammered."
Yeah.
It said, "Hammered." So he was like, and then he said, "I'll do it, but hammered." And we were like, no, please don't. I mean, send it to us for entertainment, but do not send it out on our company. So we knew, and that was at 5:30.
Yeah. Yeah,
there was
Sunday
no
fun
chance.
Day.
There was no chance that once this morning rolled around, that would be 12 hours.
My alarm goes off at 5. Grab my phone. I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, because you got to lay in bed for a couple seconds before you get up. And then I feel my phone buzz. I'm like, who's texting me? I'm like, oh, wait. I bet this is Chewy.
Usually that early, it's me just sending something I saw.
Yeah.
Something show related.
Yeah. Last week, you were texting us early because of all the security parameters around, giving us a heads up on that. But yes, I just had a feeling that, yep, this is Chew. There's not a chance. He's not. He was hammered at 5:30 last night. There was 0% chance he was making it in today.
Joshy, have we put it on the poll yet about do you want to join Chewy's camp? I'd like to see if people are. It feels to me like most people believe this is happening. Today is the day. They will announce it today at the shareholders meeting. You got pretty Ricky out here with the shaking hands and the cheese last week, which, of course, led a lot of people to think it was done or pending. You got him tweeting yesterday that there will be a new announcement this week of the highest paid quarterback. Your only options really are Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, and Tua Tagovailoa. So that led a lot of people to thinking it was Jordan Love. And again, the Kenny Clark deal doesn't get announced. The Kenny Clark deal doesn't get done unless the Jordan Love thing is nearly baked, right?
Yeah.
We've said it all morning long. You don't go out and buy the groceries before you pay the mortgage. Mortgage is your big expense. That's Jordan Love. You got to get the T's crossed and the I's dotted on that sucker before you can move on to handling Kenny Clark, a deal you did not have to get done.
No, and a deal that was not even whispered at being done throughout the course of the offseason, making you wonder if they were actually even going to sign him. But to your point, yes, you do not wonder if you can pay a top 10 defensive tackle unless you've already locked up the highest paid quarterback in the league.
And just in case you don't believe us, take a listen to the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, who said in advance of this weekend how these two deals were connected.
Kenny Clark is sitting there reaching the final year of his contract. He was quoted in the locker room earlier today talking about how he would love to retire as a Packer. Obviously, it would be a third contract, which is something you guys have been pretty reticent to do. Are you talking with Kenny's people? And does the way David Bakhtiari's third contract played out, does that scare you off a little bit?
As far as Kenny's concerned, we'd love to keep Kenny around. We'll see how all that goes as we move forward here. But it's crazy to think that he's only 28 years old for the amount of football he's played for us. I mean, he's started so young. And so as it relates to the third contract, I think that plays a little bit of a part for us, the fact that he's a little bit younger than most third contract guys. And then he's been very, very durable for us. So I think it's all got to fit. And certainly Jordan's contract, getting that done and knowing how that is structured and how that sits over the next few years will be important. Kenny still playing at a very, very high level. One of our team leaders. We'd certainly like to have him around for a number of years.
That from our friends over at Cheesehead TV. So I think, again, all of the breadcrumbs, Hansel and Gretel, are starting to lead to the witch's house, which is that Jordan Love's deal is, if not done, pending, or they're just finalizing the structure, because you do not announce the Kenny Clark deal unless the Jordan Love deal is nearly there.
Yeah, because you want to know what you're paying against the cap for both those deals. Like, those are going to be two of the bigger deals you have on the cap, and you want to have those figured out because, oh, by the way, other guys who were a part of that draft class from a few years ago that were so high on, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, like those contracts are going to be coming up soon too. So you want to know how all of that fits together, and you got to take care of the ones at the top. You got to take care of everything at the top before it kind of all trickles down to everybody else.
The interesting thing that happened is Kenny Clark was on Wilde and Tausch last week, and when asked about a third contract, gave like the most blanket general answer possible, where it almost sounded like he was resigned, if you were trying to read the tea leaves, resigned to like being moving on. And what I'm wondering is, were they also close with Kenny and he did the what Jordan failed to do, give a general answer so no one can kind of make any inferences? Or did this come together that fast after over the past week or so the Jordan Love deal got done in, you know, the majority of it without the announcement?
Despite how complicated they make these contracts seem sometimes, I think they come together pretty quick. I mean, Chewy's been the biggest example of that when he negotiated with Andy Reid. Andy comes down, hey, what do you want? I want to be the highest paid. Okay, it's done. Yes, there are a couple of other details that you have to hammer out, but they basically agreed to a deal there.
Yeah, and with the amount Kenny's getting paid, I think he realizes, hey, this is pretty damn good, and I like it where I'm at. So I think
$21 million a year.
That deal could simply get done in a day or two if they make him a fair offer, which everyone looks at it and thinks, yeah, that's good money. He's not getting shortchanged, what the Packers have been known to do when they're talking to these veterans. So it could have just been that fast, and he had no idea. But I thought that was interesting, just the difference between how it played out.
Just from a bookkeeping standpoint, we'll go ahead and give you those terms. It's a 3-year, $64 million contract extension. I know Gabe just said $20 million per year. He will actually earn $29 million for the 2024 season because of the contract he was already on, plus now the contract extension. And as we mentioned, this will be his third contract with the Green Bay Packers. He is just 28 years old. I think once you start getting over 30, you get a little more hesitant to give guys those type of extensions, those type of deals. But because he is so young, he does feel like he has a lot of life left on those tires. If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. It's a new era of sports betting. What does that mean? Well, they've got the self-service betting kiosks. You've probably used those. But now you've got a brand new restaurant. You've got a first-class bar. You've got the broadcast booth up top, along with that VIP deck that you and your friends can rent out for special occasions. Maybe you got a big game that you guys are super into. That'd be a great opportunity to gather your friends in the VIP deck. And of course, you're sitting behind a 2,000 square foot video wall where you can watch all the action on any given day. Get in on the action. Get down to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and experience the new sportsbook for yourself.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGuanago weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is. Very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
And Ben weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. So Chewy showed up all last week during the RNC, but he's not there today to gloat about his prediction of the Jordan Love signing? Did he stay out on the boat too late last night?
There's a chance he's still out on the boat, yes. He'll be floating out there.
He texted us from the lake.
And you made him sleep out there.
Can I get something off my chest real quick?
Please.
Because I keep seeing this on Twitter, and it's just bugging the crap out of me. Like, everyone wants to celebrate, oh, hey, we made it, football season. No. All right? We're not there yet. You guys that are celebrating that today is the start of football season, it feels like when we would take road trips as a kid, and on our way back, we would cross the Wisconsin state line, and my sister would be like, oh, we made it home. No, we haven't. We still got 2 hours home. We still have a long way to go yet. We still have a big part of the season. Today is not the official start of football season. It starts... It's nice.
But it's a taste. It's a taste of football.
It's a taste, but we didn't make it. Like, we do this every year. Can we stop doing this every year? We get a little taste here, but
how would you prefer people handle today, the start of training camp?
Today, by not going, hey, everybody, we made it.
Well, hold on a minute. You ever go to a gathering, you go over to somebody's house, you're going to have a meal, and they have appetizers?
Sure.
Do you poo-poo the appetizers? Or can you enjoy the appetizers for what they are, which is a precursor to the actual meal? That's what this is, Gabe. This is a precursor.
This is celebrating your home.
Crab Rangoon.
Football season hors d'oeuvres.
Thank you.
This is, okay, yeah, we made it to Wisconsin, which is great. We still got a ways to go. I'm not celebrating crap, man.
Yes, but you can enjoy it for what it is. Are the hors d'oeuvres going to fill you up? No, they are not, Joshy. They're not.
No.
But they are.
People have been known to overindulge on the hors d'oeuvres.
My belly's been rumbling for the season. My season started in April, let's be honest. I started drafting fantasy football teams back then. But training camp, I'm getting more news. I'm locked in all training camp long.
You get a little bit of news, but like training camp is so inconsequential in 2024.
Gabe, I watched Patrick Mahomes throw a ball across his body to Xavier Worthy deep. Guess who I was excited and gloating that I drafted 25% of Xavier Worthy? I'm going to get so many of those clips. Football. It's football.
It's not football. It's fake football.
It's practice.
It's fake football.
You are so grumpy. This is because we're not there yet.
But
no, you're right. We're not there yet. We have not arrived at the gates of Wally World. We have not arrived quite yet.
So
right?
I'm just saying, don't celebrate that. If you want to be like, hey, this is cool, sure, but not like, oh man, whoo. Oh, it's been so long. We finally made it. Can't believe like that. And that's all I'm seeing on social media. Like, let's just tamp it down a little bit, because guess what? When you're seeing Sean Clifford highlights in 3 weeks, Joshy. You're not going to be that excited.
If I want to run slow motion. That's a great point. Not Reed, though. Not Jaden Reed, according to the most recent reports, who will start the season with a non-football injury. Is that right? Non-football injury. If I want to run slow motion to the gates of Wally World with Chariots of Fire playing, you let me do it, Gabe. It doesn't hurt you at all if people want to be excited about this portion of the season. And I'm with Joshy.
But they're not excited.
This is the appetizer for the season.
But they're not excited because these same people are going to be complaining about how far away we are from actual football that counts in 2 weeks. These same people are going to be doing it. We fall into this trap every year, and I'm just imploring you, do not fall into the trap, because I guarantee there are going to be dog days of training camp tweets coming very, very soon.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk about this when we come back, because I feel like most people are not only not in your camp, they are justified to not being in your camp. You can get excited about the training camp. You can get excited about preseason football, recognizing that it is not the main course, but it is a part of the whole meal. And we will discuss that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.